So the big question is this: how do people like you and me, who didn't get an MBA from Harvard Business School, who came from a modest background, how do we present our intelligence, our skills, and our experience in a way that makes the top consulting firms hire us, yet still stay true to ourselves on the way? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers.
Hey everybody, today is an exciting day. We got another successful offer from McKinsey. And, you know, I'm super excited because yes, also for me, it's a journey and it's nothing's for certain. And it's like preparing people for the Olympics. And, you know, there is no guarantee that anybody makes it. This is not an exam. If I was preparing people for the exam, I could guarantee them and say, look, if you learn this book, then you probably will make it and I can test you. But here there's so many elements involved. And it's always great when the offer is finally coming in. So I'm super excited. As the coach behind this, it's like having an athlete preparing and working on the small things and on the details. But in the end, there is a huge element of luck in there. There is an element of being at the right time, in the right place, and everything has to come together. So that's super exciting when it works. Again, what did work? We again found that in all of the coaching process, I didn't teach that person a single business concept. I didn't teach them any framework. I didn't teach them any business know-how, no strategy concepts, no whatever. It was again following the steps of the MIND method. You know, my method is called the MIND method: mindset, insights, tactics. It's these three parts. These three parts are, first of all, mindset. My coachee here had this mindset of, I'm not good enough for this, I'm not prepared enough for this. They want something different. This is McKinsey and they want somebody else. So we had to get rid of this mindset, went through the mindset exercises, changed the mindset, liberated the powers that are within him. Then we went to insights, which was understanding exactly what's expected, why are they asking these questions. Also seeing that there is not more than 8 elements that can happen, and being always aware of, okay, what's happening right now, what are we doing right now, what is the thing that's expected. Because that makes it much easier than being under pressure to be like, okay, having to perform something you don't understand. It's really just, okay, there's just a few things they want to do there. And once you understand it, it becomes easy. You know, the reason why I, Moritz, would be great in the interview is not because I'm anyhow smarter or more experienced. But it's just simply because I understand so much better what's happening there. People say, that's this kind of question. Okay, I'll give this kind of answer. I would understand what they want at what time. So that's the second part. And then the third part, the tactics. There is just better ways to answer certain questions. There is words you can memorize and use that make you look like a great consultant. It's very simple. You can play these little spiels. You can play these little acts. You can use the exact words, play the exact game that I teach, and you become great. And that coach, he was also great at this. He was one of the ones who actually implements what I teach them. He's very coachable. I can very early on tell in the coaching process somebody will have an easy time doing this or not, because the ones who come in and say, ah, okay, this is what you teach me, I take it and I implement it, they typically have a much easier time. And he was one who was great at this. He was like, okay, Al, I know my 30 seconds of amazingness. I know my stories. I know how to play the structuring game. I know how to play the math game. I know how to play the recommendation game. He could just play his cards, and he would have these little tactics for everything. And boom, there we are. Offer from McKinsey. And as usual, he's a great guy, an amazing guy. But there's nothing in his CV where you would say, oh my God, of course it would be him. It was just simply good enough. Yeah, the CV was good enough for McKinsey. Passed the bar. And then applied the Mint method. Boom. Here's the offer. So this is exciting times. I'm super happy. It's always, you know, this is the Olympics. Yeah, if you're preparing to get one of the top jobs in the world, like preparing for the Olympic Games, and no coach can ever be certain if you ever have somebody on the internet or so promising you that they can for sure do this. That's just a lie. Nobody can promise he will get you to the Olympics. Nobody can promise he'll make you win a Grand Slam tennis tournament or a Golf Masters. So you should always look at what's the probability that this person is going to increase my performance. So exciting times, you guys. It's up for grabs. Every one of you can get much, 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 much better at the game of applying and getting the job of your dreams. And the first big step, what he's in his message, he left me a voice message and he said, well, thank you for teaching me that I am amazing and that I am great, and I just need to let it out. So this is your task for the day. You know, you are already great and you are amazing. You just need to learn a little bit how to show the world.
Hope you enjoyed the show. Join my free Facebook group, Get a Job at McKinsey BCG Bain, to get a community of like-minded people. And if you want to go deeper, I host two free webinars, one on how to be invited to the interviews and one on how to actually be a superstar in the interview. You can find both of them at moritzgruber.net. That's moritzgruber.net. Moritzgruber.net. It's in the show notes anyway. See you tomorrow.